name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. San Sebastian de Garabandal is a rural village in the Peña Sagra mountain range of northern Spain. Marie Loli Mazan, Jacinta Gonzalez, Marie Cruz Gonzalez, and Conchita Gonzalez said they had received several apparitions and messages from the Archangel St. Michael and Our Mother the Virgin Mary under the title of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Our Mother the Virgin Mary made almost 3,000 public apparitions between the years 1961 and 1965. Catholics have since been reminded by the Roman hierarchy that the Garabandal apparitions are in no way forbidden and in no way approved by the Church. In the Garabandal apparitions, the visionaries learned about the warning, the miracle, and the great punishment or chastisement. In this video, we will talk specifically about the miracle already announced, which is the miracle, and in a future video, we will talk about the great punishment or chastisement. Our Mother the Virgin Mary has appeared many times in various places throughout the world during the more than 2,000 years of Christian history. These apparitions of the Virgin Mary are circumscribed almost exclusively within the framework of the Catholic Church. With regard to the apparitions, the Church has always adopted a prudent approach. A few apparitions have been officially accepted by the Church, but even in this case, the Church never applies a judgment of infallibility. They are not considered dogmas of faith, and therefore, the faithful are not obliged to believe in them. However, it would be very unreasonable for us to forget about them and their messages or not believe them. In the theological commentary of Cardinal Ratzinger's, referring to Pope Benedict XVI, regarding any private revelation, he says, "The private revelation function is not to complete the definitive revelation of Christ, but to help to live it more fully at a certain time in history. Private revelation is an aid to faith. It can be a valid aid to better understand and live the gospel in the present moment. Therefore, it should not be ruled out. It is a help that is offered, but it is not mandatory to use it." In many and various ways, God spoke of old to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days, He has spoken to us by a Son. Christ, the Son of God made man, is the Father's one perfect and unsurpassable word. In Him, He has said everything. There will be no other word than this one. St. John of the Cross, among others, commented strikingly on Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. "In giving us His Son, His only word, for He possesses no other, He spoke everything to us at once in this sole word. And He has no more to say, because what He spoke before to the prophets in parts, He has now spoken all at once by giving us the All who is His Son." Any person questioning God or desiring some vision or revelation would be guilty not only of foolish behavior, but also of offending Him by not fixing his eyes entirely upon Christ and by living with the desire for some other novelty. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 65. As we mentioned in the video, The Last Act of Mercy, the warning announced by the Virgin Mary in Garabandal will be an event which is fruit of the immense mercy of God, as our Lord Jesus Christ said years before to St. Faustina Kowalska, "Before coming as a just judge, I will come as King of Mercy." The objective of this divine intervention is to correct the consciousness of the world, giving us the opportunity to seek and achieve a true conversion in our lives before the end of the era arrives. Our Mother the Virgin Mary revealed in Garabandal that after the warning, a second great event would come, which she called the miracle, which is an unprecedented event, and Conchita, one of the Garabandal visionaries, said, "It will be the greatest miracle in history after the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ." This event is the main fact of the Garabandal apparitions, which will require a level of interior purification so each person can see it and live it fully, thus taking advantage of its spiritual benefit. For this purpose, that is why God will send the warning first, after which, within the next 12 months, as revealed by our Mother, the Virgin Mary, the miracle will happen. The last act of mercy, or the warning, will help to prepare the souls for the miracle, and the miracle will help to confirm that the warning came from God. In this way, both events complement each other, getting as a result the fruits that God expects from the souls. these great events where God will intervene in such an extraordinary way in the history of humanity and were revealed by our Mother, the Virgin Mary, are the last great effort of heaven to achieve the conversion, sanctification, and salvation of souls. Because if the world does not change with this, God will allow the great punishment or chastisement, as Conchita, one of the Garibandal visionaries, said. As the punishment is very, very great as we deserve it, the miracle is also immensely great as the world needs it. These events extensively revealed by God to Garibandal visionaries and instruments of God around the world are not actually widely publicly known, which at the same time are not quite believable by others. Undoubtedly, we can ask ourselves, why is it that something of such an enormous magnitude has remained silent? Perhaps the response is because it has not been linked neither to science, because it lacks tangible elements, nor to religion, because the Garibandal apparitions are in no way sanctioned or approved by the church, which at the end remains solely on men of faith. Conchita, one of the Garibandal visionaries, said related to the miracle, "The Virgin Mary has told about the miracle only to me. The Virgin Mary has forbidden me to say what it will consist of. Nor can I say the date until 8 days before it will happen. What I can say is that it will coincide with an event of the church and with the feast of a holy martyr of the Eucharist. It will happen at 8:30 in the night on a Thursday. It will be visible to all who are in San Sebastian de Garibandal and in the surrounding mountains. The sick who attend will be healed, and the unbelievers will believe. It will be the greatest miracle that Jesus has done for the world. There will be no doubt that it is coming from God and happening for the good of humanity. There will be a permanent sign of the miracle in the pines. This event can be filmed and televised." It is very important to highlight how the warning and the miracle are related to the sacraments. The last act of mercy or the warning is related to the sacrament of reconciliation for the illumination of consciences, and the miracle is related to the sacrament of the Eucharist by the references that our Mother, the Virgin Mary, revealed. Let's pay attention to the true facts about this great event, the miracle, that Conchita, one of the Garibandal visionaries, mentioned. Conchita knows the exact date when the miracle will happen, and she will announce it to the world 8 days before. There is a time frame of 12 months between the last act of mercy or the warning and the miracle. The miracle will last between 10 minutes and 15 minutes. The miracle will happen on a Thursday at 8:30 at night. The miracle will occur between the 6th and 16th of one of these 3 months, March, April, or May. The day when the miracle will take place is not a feast of the Virgin Mary. The day of the miracle will happen on the day of the feast of a holy martyr who is related to the Eucharist. The miracle will happen around a very important, happy, and special event for the church. The miracle will be the greatest event that Jesus has done for the world. The miracle will be visible in San Sebastian de Garibandal and in the surrounding mountains. It cannot be felt by our senses, but it can be filmed, photographed, and televised. A permanent sign will remain in the pines, which will be a visible sign of God's love for humanity. The Garibandal visionaries will not have to be present at the time of the miracle. The sick who attend will be healed, and the unbelievers will believe. The Pope will see the miracle from wherever he is. After the miracle, the deceased body of Father Luis Maria Andrew will be unearthed and will be incorrupt. Father Luis Maria Andrew was a 38-year-old Spanish Jesuit priest. He was a brilliant young theology professor who became interested in the stories coming out of Garibandal. On August 8, 1961, Father Luis was among the spectators at the Pines when suddenly he was heard to say, "Miracle, miracle, miracle, miracle." Not only did he see the Virgin Mary, but he was shown the forthcoming miracle. The Garibandal visionaries could see Father Luis during their ecstasy. The Virgin Mary told the Garibandal visionaries that the priest was seeing her and the miracle too. Conchita, one of the Garibandal visionaries, said, One day, when the four of us had a vision, Loli, Jacinta, Mary Cruz, and I, there were many people, and among them, Father Luis Maria Andrew, and a seminarian, Andres Pardo, and the Dominican Father, Royo Marin. It was night when the Virgin Mary appeared to us that day. At the end of the rosary, the four of us were in ecstasy and began to walk towards the pines. Arriving there, Father Luis Maria Andrew said, "Miracle, miracle, miracle, miracle." We saw him well because in our ecstasies, we do not see anyone, only our mother, the Virgin Mary. We saw Father Luis on this occasion, and the Virgin Mary told us that the priest saw her too and saw the miracle that will happen. The next day, the four of us went to sweep the church, and while we were sweeping, Jacinta's mother came very scared and told us, "Father Luis Maria Andrew has died." We did not believe her because we had seen him the day before. So we left the church and went to find out with other people. They told us that when he was about to die, his last words were, "I am full of joy. What a gift the Virgin has given me. How fortunate to have such a mother in heaven. We must not be afraid of the supernatural life. The girls have shown us how we must act with the Blessed Virgin. There's no doubt in my mind that the things involving the girls are true. But why should the Blessed Virgin have chosen us? This is the happiest day of my life." Then he died. This happened on the road that is going to Reynosa after the apparition. What a great event the love of God has prepared for us for the day when the miracle will happen. An event of his immense love that he has for all of us. An event that caused Father Luis Maria Andrew to die so full of joy, hope, love for the Virgin Mary and for God, as the Gospel says, "What no eye has seen and no ear has heard, what the mind of man cannot visualize, all that God has prepared for those who love him." 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. The miracle, as we have noted, is related to the sacrament of the Eucharist. It will take place on a Thursday, on a day that the Church dedicates in a special way to the Eucharist. It will last between 10 to 15 minutes, the time in which the Eucharistic species physically lasts in us, approximately. It will be held at 8:30 p.m. at night, the time at which the Last Supper was held, and will coincide with the feast of a holy martyr in relation to the Eucharist. The sacrament of the Eucharist is where Jesus waits for us to join us, to become one with us, and thus fill us with all his love and share his same divinity. He awaits us to give us life and life in abundance, and this is a great miracle that we can already live day by day, in Holy Mass and in the Eucharistic Adoration chapels, including the live ones that we find on the internet. A miracle that fills our hearts with joy, peace, happiness. Let us not miss out on this great gift from heaven, which is more than a gift. It is the great means that God has given us so that we can achieve eternal life for which we have been created. In all truth, I tell you, if you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Anyone who does eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I shall raise that person up on the last day. John chapter 6, verses 53 to 54. You have to make many sacrifices and much penance, and have to visit the Holy Blessed Sacrament a lot. In the current times, the sacrament of the Eucharist is given less importance each day. You must avoid the anger of God on you with your efforts. If you ask for forgiveness with sincerity in your souls, he will forgive you. I, your mother, the Virgin Mary, through the intercession of the Archangel Saint Michael, want to tell you to make amends. I love you very much, and I do not want your condemnation. Message of Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, in San Sebastian de Garabandal. The best we can do is prepare now so that when that day of the miracle comes, we too can say, like Father Luis Maria Andrew, "I am full of joy. What a gift the Virgin has given me. How fortunate to have such a mother in heaven. This is the happiest day of my life." Have a life of prayer with love, because prayer is the food of the soul and spirit. Without prayer, we cannot live spiritually, and we will gradually die in the soul. Prayer is the breath of the soul, the oxygen of all supernatural life, the expression of our love for God, the fuel of all our activity. If we get used to praying sincerely, we will soon feel how our lives are deeply and clearly transformed. Prayer marks with its indelible stamp the actions and manners of men. Prayer is as real a force as the law of gravity. Prayer is an act proper to the mature man that is indispensable for the full development of the personality. Praying is like opening a bottle of perfume so that its fragrance extends throughout the day. The whole day should be perfumed by the morning prayer. Therefore, daily prayer is essential. Its effects are not only beneficial for the soul, but also for the body. Have an intense sacramental life, especially a Eucharistic life, because the sacraments are sensible and effective signs of God's grace, and through them, divine life is granted. In other words, they offer to the believer to be and to live as children of God. The last act of mercy or the warning will be like our own personal judgment. It is very important as a preparation to make a good confession of one's life, asking the Holy Spirit for all his help so that we can make a good examination of conscience, reach a true contrition for our sins, a true purpose of amendment, and we can fulfill the penance in a true spirit of reparation. Live the Word of God, because it is like a love letter from our Father God to guide us along the path of life in the midst of so many temptations and difficulties. As the Psalms chapter 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." Now, it is important to take into consideration that in order not to be mistaken, it is necessary to interpret the sacred scriptures well, because in all his letters, there are of course some passages which are hard to understand. And these are the ones that uneducated and unbalanced people distort in the same way as they distort the rest of scripture to their own destruction. It must be interpreted according to the feeling of the church, that is, in the church of the living God, pillar and support of the truth. The word of God can enlighten you to trust, to praise, to fight, or to overcome temptations and continue on the path of good. The letter to the Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 tells us, "The word of God is something alive and active. It cuts more incisively than any two-edged sword. It can seek out the place where soul is divided from spirit, or joints from marrow. It can pass judgment on secret emotions and thoughts." Then what great help we have in the Word of God, that together with prayer and the sacraments will enable us to reach day by day the holiness to which God has called us, and which will allow us to live the warning and the miracle as happy events of meeting with our beloved God. We have to do reparation and be consistent. All sin produces a guilt and a punishment. The sacrament of confession or penance erases the guilt, but not the punishment. So in order to enter heaven, that punishment must be repaired in this life or in purgatory. If we do reparation in this life, it will assure us that when we die, we spend less time in purgatory, or in the best of cases, that we go directly to heaven. Let's remember what the Catechism of the Catholic Church 2487 says. "Every offense committed against justice and truth entails the duty of reparation, even if its author has been forgiven. When it is impossible publicly to make reparation for a wrong, it must be made secretly. If someone who has suffered harm cannot be directly compensated, he must be given moral satisfaction in the name of charity. This duty of reparation also concerns offenses against another's reputation. This reparation, moral and sometimes material, must be evaluated in terms of the extent of the damage inflicted. It obliges in conscience." St. John of the Cross said, "In the evening of our life, that is, our death, we will be judged on love alone." So basically, what is going to determine the salvation of our soul is how we decide to live our life, if we live it loving God and our neighbor or not. But in order to come to love like Christ, which is the goal, seeking at all times to do good, and not the apparent good, we need the help of the Holy Spirit, and therefore of importance is a life of prayer and sacraments. We must also be consistent in our lives as Christians. In other words, we must put into practice what we believe and preach. Above all, true charity. Many claim to be Christians, but their lives say totally the opposite. That is why the Apostle St. James says in chapter 2, verses 17 to 18, "In the same way, faith, if good deeds do not go with it, is quite dead. But someone may say, 'So you have faith and I have good deeds? Show me this faith of yours without deeds then. It is by my deeds that I will show you my faith.' And if we follow his advice, when the moment comes, we will be able to hear the voice of our beloved Lord Jesus Christ, who will tell us, 'Come, you whom my Father has blessed, Take as your heritage the kingdom prepared for you since the foundation of the world. Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.